Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A warm welcome to you this Friday. God is rich in mercy and has it to give in abundance. In today's message, Bishop Dag will cause you to assess how merciful you are and will encourage you to become a more loving and forgiving Christian. The amount of mercy you show others indicates the level of love you have, and today's message will encourage you to increase your level of mercy and of forgiveness. Be blessed by the word.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. I want you to just pray and ask the Lord to speak to you this evening. Ask the Lord to speak to you this evening. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to us. Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord, to guide us. We ask you, Lord, to speak to us. Let your will be done. Just pray to the Lord in a moment. Pray to the Lord in a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, speak to us this evening. Let your will be done. Let us not be the same again. We are grateful for the opportunity that we have. We love you, Holy Spirit. Reveal to us your holy word. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. How many were blessed with Anakazu convention? How many want Anakazu 2? What about Anakazu 3? And Anakazu 4? All right. Coming soon. Hallelujah. Right. Today I just want to share a few scriptures with you and then we'll be praying and on our way. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and your sins." Amen. Amen. "In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." Amen. Amen. This little passage is revealing who you were before you met Christ. Hallelujah. This is actually the gospel. Do you know what gospel salvation is? Yep. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. And there are many ways you can present the gospel. And there are many different ways the gospel is presented. But essentially, it has the same thread running through. It's a gospel of Jesus Christ and his love for all of us.
Amen.
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 And here the Bible says we were, this is a description of an unbeliever, okay? And all of us should try to depart from the picture that is in this verse or in these two verses.
Amen.
As much as possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To try to be as different from this thing. Amen. You get it? Now let me tell you a secret. There are more Christians, born again Christians today, than we've ever had. And as a result of that, right, large numbers of Christians are very, very immature believers. Right? And so a large number of Christians are almost like unbelievers. Did you know that? That is why if you listen to gospel music, you will realize that some types of gospel music can easily be played in a disco, and the people in the disco wouldn't notice that it is gospel music. They wouldn't notice that it's gospel music. It would fit in easily. All right. And then the other thing is that a whole lot of believers would fit into the world. We would flow easily. We would merge with the world. There wouldn't be much difference between us and the world. The rate of HIV in the church, the rate of HIV outside the church, the rate of lying in the church and the rate of lying outside the church, the rate of fornication in the church and the rate of fornication outside the church, the rate of divorce in the church, the rate of divorce outside the church, the rate of bad marriages in the church and the rate of bad marriages outside the church, the rate of any bad thing in the church and the rate of any bad thing outside the church is quite close. In fact, not easy to see the difference. In it. I said in it. When I say in it, you say in it. All I'm trying to say to you is that if you were God, and you had sent your son to come and die for the world, would you want a few mature people to be saved or a lot of immature people to be saved? Which one would you prefer? No, I'm asking you, which one would you prefer? If you sent your son to die to save the world, which of these two would you prefer? A lot of immature. Yeah. And that's what's happening. There's a lot of immature Christians all over the place. Huh? On their way to heaven. But there's not much difference between the world and then the whatever. So you find a very spiritual man when they stand on the pulpit, they get irritated by the carnality. of the people. For instance, when Donnie McLaughlin was on the stage and he started singing a song about mercy, then everybody started applauding. He stopped. He said, no, you have to understand what we are saying. Mercy. So he was singing a song about mercy. The what? Great is your mercy towards me. He knows what he's talking about. So, but you see, everybody starts singing, and you know, at this same singing people, 30 minutes before, you will not know whether they are Christians or they are not Christians. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is that it is not that the church has backslidden. We are actually moving forward. But there are departments in the church. There are departments. And there are large departments and smaller departments. And there are some departments which have a lot of people within a church. So make sure you are in a correct department. So that should in case during the rapture they are coming for a departmental rapture, you make sure that you are in a correct department. That's all I'm saying. You get it? Yeah. But this is the picture of an unbeliever. He is walking according to the course of this world. In other words, however the world goes, that is how he goes. If the world is going after money, right? I mean, that's the way the world is going after money. Someone who is an unbeliever, his life is after money. And you find that because the church is full of a lot of tiny little baby Christians, you find that most Christians in most churches are looking for money. Because they are very similar to unbelievers. Because they just crossed over, but they haven't developed at all. So they are tiny little babies. Tiny, tiny little baby Christians. Very, 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 very small. Like this. Everybody do like this. You get it? How many are getting it? So anything that is in the world, you see it. That's why you see a lot of world-like things. If the world is doing the hair like this, the whole church does the hair that way. It's true. If the world is making their face into whatever, if the whole church goes that way, if the world is wearing, I am aware that my panties are showing, all the Christians are also aware. I mean, I'm talking about the course of the world. If people are having parties, fooling around, you can find a lot of born-again Christians at such places. All of them have a church. And have pastors. And fast 21 days at the beginning of the year. I said they are tiny little Christians. Everybody say, tiny little Christians. Yeah, tiny little baby Christians. So, one sign of the world. So, try to be as different from the world as possible. Amen. Because these are features of the unbeliever. And then, they walk according to the prince of the power of the air. Are ruled by the devil who controls the air and the atmosphere. The air is the literal air. That is why you can literally, if you are spiritual, you can literally feel the spiritual environment when you breathe in and out. You can virtually feel where you are. The air contains the airwaves. The airwaves are dominated by devils. You have worldly television stations broadcasting demonic things, all kinds of things on our televisions, showing us how to be armed robbers, how to fornicate, how to be unfaithful, how to murder, how to do juju. I mean, whether it is which station or what station, it is all like that. Is there's a domination of the airwaves on radio. All the airwaves are dominated. And even the people who are making the law who say that a church should not own a station to keep out the Christian and spiritual influence. Yeah. And the TV stations, the radio, the internet, people go on the internet to find naked black women. There are websites with naked black women and other naked people. Huh? Is that not so? Yeah. I don't know. I've heard about it. I don't even know how to send emails. I don't know, but these are what I've heard that is happening. It is fantastic. But there's a prince controlling the air. The music, dominated music, demonic music with spirits. That's why Christians must even the news is demonical. Because the news brings discouragement and depression. I can tell you, if you are very spiritual, you realize that news is almost an evil thing. I tell you. And things that don't concern us. All. Israel is bombing Palestine. 7 Iraqis are killed. 8 Americans are killed here. Afghanistan, this, that. I mean, things that have nothing to do with us. We are constantly watching bloodshed, wickedness. And it's a domination of the atmosphere. And the more evil the community has become with more evil television. It's true. So that's it. Walk according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that works in the children of disobedience. That is another characteristic of unbelievers, is disobedience. Children of disobedience. So try to go as far from being a child of disobedience as possible. Because a child of disobedience is an unbeliever. It's even a name or a title for an unbeliever. It's the children of disobedience. Try not to disobey your parents. Try not to disobey your pastor. Try not to disobey your husband. Try not to disobey your mother. Try so that you'll be as far from a child of disobedience as possible. Amen. Amen. And among them, we all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of our flesh and mind. That is the next nature of an unbeliever, is to indulge in the desires of the mind and the flesh. As for the desires of the mind and the flesh, dear, we have them. But whether we follow, or the King James says, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. An unbeliever man has desires in his flesh, and a believer man has desires in his flesh. But a believer does not indulge or fulfill or follow or flow with or allow those desires which are occurring to him constantly. He does not allow himself to fulfill them. But when you are a believer, when you are an unbeliever, whatever you feel, that is what you do. If you feel it, you do it. I say, if you feel it, you do it. If you think it, because desires of your thinking mind. If you think it, just do it. Whatsoever you think about, you do. I want to sleep. I see a beautiful lady. I feel it. Even though I've slept with one in the morning and one in the afternoon, I feel like sleeping with this one too. So I'm going to sleep with this one as well. And so when you go through an unbeliever's life, you realize that he's more like an animal. Because whatever he thinks about, he just flows with it. No inhibitions, no controls. But you see, believers have equal desires, including those who are sitting on the front row here. But what is happening is that even as they are having those desires, they are controlling them. And then when you control them for some time, what happens is that it's like a dog. How many have seen a circus before where there was a man with a whip controlling a tiger? On television, not a real circus. Because we don't have those things in Ghana. But is there anybody who has seen it before? A tiger or an elephant? You see, your desires, the way what you are thinking in your mind is like an elephant or a tiger. It's a killer. Ladies, how many realize there are some killers in your mind? And some killing ideas in your flesh. You get it? But the point is that when you become a believer, you control it. And after you've controlled it for a while, you look as though you don't have those desires. It's like a man. One day I saw a man in a circus with a tiger. In fact, I was surprised because a tiger, in fact, even a cat, it's not easy to tame a cat. My neighbors, when I was staying at another place, my neighbors had a lot of cats. I don't know, they had a lot of cats, and there was a man who came to kill them every year. I think they grew, they multiplied so much. So they had this man who had a sack. No one could catch them. There were so many. But he was an expert. And when he comes to the house, everybody goes away. They leave him in the yard. And he's able to catch them. You know? But even a cat. One day I saw a woman on television with one arm. This woman went to visit a zoo. And there was a tiger in the cage. And she went a little near to the cage. And the tiger put the paw out and removed her arm. Yeah. So they were asking her permission whether they should kill the tiger. And she said, oh, they should leave it, even though it has removed her arm. So when I saw a man in a circus with tigers walking by, and he would do clacker, then they would walk humbly around, I realized that it is like your feelings, which are like tigers and lions, but you have been able to control them and you look like a magician. Hallelujah! Amen. So the more immature you are, the fewer of your desires you control. And that is why, because there are so many immature Christians in the church, we many Christians that do what we think and what we feel. If I'm angry, I'll be angry. If I'm jealous, I'm jealous. If I want to say, I'll say. And you see, even pastors fight, because there is fighting in us. We are born to fight. We are born with quarreling. And especially if you are from certain tribes, near in the old blood. Certain tribes are, it is in them. You just have to spark. No, you see that themselves have come out. Are you listening to me? And then he says that, and we were by nature children of wrath. Or children who are about to experience anger. Mercy. So this is the description of an unbeliever. And I'm telling you that all these things are found commonly in the church today. Why? Because the church is very big now. Some time ago, churches were very small. Very few people would serve God. And those who serve God say spiritual, super, holy. If you like commit fornication, you will be sacked from the church now. But if that were to be applicated here, now, turn to your neighbor and see whether he will still be in the church. The whole church will get finished. Amen. But I like the next verse. Amen. How many want to listen to the next verse? This is the gospel. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. For by grace are you saved. But God, who is rich in mercy. You see, God is rich in mercy. Some people are rich in cars. Some people are rich in houses. They got a lot of houses. Some people are rich in dollars. They have dollars. Some people are rich in old Ghana cedis. I tell you, since the new Ghana cedi came, we have seen that we are really poor. Because when they mention the millions, at least there is a small psychological encouragement. So if you have 5 million, it's not bad. But when the thing came, see that the 5 million, you have got only 500. Ooh. Hey, my boy. So what are you rich in? What do you have a lot of? What do you have a lot of? Some of you are rich in money. Some of you are rich in jealousy. One guy said to me, when I was in upper sex, I had 8 girlfriends. Now I have only 2. So he had, his riches have reduced. He was rich in girlfriends. But God, the Bible says, because of his great love. You see, when you have a lot of love, you become rich in mercy. When your love is great, you have a lot of mercy for a lot of things and a lot of people. When your love is big, you see, there's a verse in John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us all. Your mother may love you. Your father may love you, but none can die for you. The love of Jesus, the sweet love of Jesus, the love of Jesus surpasses all. Greater love. Say, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love that he had, whilst we were dead, there's another verse that I like. It says, whilst we were dead, while we were yet sinners, God commended, or God demonstrated his love for us, not when we were good, but whilst we were very bad. Because Bible says, scarcely for a righteous man one may perchance or perhaps die. But whilst we were ungodly, whilst we were without strength, whilst we were far away, whilst we were very bad, when you were climbing the wall to go and rape somebody, God fell in love with you in that state. Hey! I said, when you were climbing the wall. I remember one brother, he was an expert. And one day he went to go and commit fornication, but the gate was locked. And he said, no. This is not the wall and the gate of Jericho. I cannot. Because Jericho, the Bible says, none went in and none came out. But he said, no, it cannot be. So he climbed the wall. And the house too was locked. So he climbed to the upstairs from outside. Hey, and these are the people who say they can't come to church. So they are not feeling well. But whilst he was climbing the wall, whilst he was climbing the upstairs, God, who is so rich in, not in dollars or in gold or in silver, but rich in mercy, he sent his son to come and die for us. That's the gospel. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, all I want to ask you is, how much mercy do you have? How much mercy you have shows me how much love you have. Some of you cannot release. You cannot forgive. Because your love is so small. And the Bible said, though you speak in tongues, and you will have 1,000 different prophecies, and you don't have love, it's nothing. Today I'm asking you, the person who is very wicked to you, allow God to expand your heart. Because you see, God was watching you, your wickedness. And he said he was rich in mercy because of his great love. When I saw this scripture, the Spirit said to me, do you have great love? Do you have great love? He said, because of his great love wherewith he loved us. Do you have great love? You have great love. You must be rich in mercy. Your mercy must be more than anything else that you have. Mercy. Rich in mercy. He loved us. Forgive. I said, forgive. Let your spirit expand with mercy. The person who is wicked to you and whom you wish to do something to, let your spirit now open and let your love life grow. God is going to bless you greatly. God is going to change your life. I love this scripture because it ministers powerfully. One day, I read about a testimony about Billy Graham. I finished preaching, but I read a testimony about Billy Graham preaching. There was a woman who was about to commit suicide,
Just as she was about to, she put on the television and she saw Billy Graham preaching. And he was preaching from this verse that whilst we were yet sinners, God commended his love. God showed his love towards us whilst we were yet sinners. And he sent his son to come and die for us. When you are nice looking, it's easy to love you. But when you are some way, it's not natural to love. Is it not true? When you are beautiful. That is why at a certain age, see that it's not easy to get a husband. It's not that you are, Miss Ugly. But a certain level of beauty is past. Yeah. Yeah. That is why when Derek Prince decided to marry his wife, he was about 25 years old, she was 50 something years old. A lot of people look at it and say, hey, is it a greater love or what? Is it? Is it a greater love? And as they got older, she became 70. And then she was like, he was about 30 something, 40. And she was 70 something. And when he goes to minister, people would come to her and say, your son ministered powerfully. your son, he did. If the message was powerful when your son ministered. And she started to get annoyed with all those comments. But he loved her. You see, you people, you are confused by such love. Anytime you see, like, especially it happens abroad, Germany, Switzerland, Norway, you see a young Ghanaian and he has caught an elderly white woman that he has gone to marry. So people always look at that thing with suspicion. Because they are not used to this kind of love, rich in mercy, a great love that even when you are some way, menopausal, okay, chale obokra, but that is the one that they want. Why don't you give Jesus a shout offering for his great love? But you see, the angels are amazed, and so they are looking at us in wonder that, hey, which type of person, Jesus, have you gone to bring? You are bringing him to heaven. One day I saw a certain brother. He came to introduce the wife, an elderly woman. I said, oh, he was smiling. Oh, meet my wife. I was wondering that, is it the manager at his workplace or what type of person is this? But it's a great love. We have to assume that it is the great love. Is there anybody who is annoying you in your life? I'm asking you a question. Is there anybody who is annoying you? If there's somebody who's annoying you, raise your hand. Raise your hand. There's somebody who's annoying. Are you rich in mercy? From today, increase your riches in terms of mercy. Increase your riches. Increase your reserves of love and mercy. And now, so that we can see that, oh, Mene, he has got great love because he's rich in mercy. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love. Wherewith you loved us, Lord. Thank you for great love. At God being rich in mercy. Okay, he has a lot of mercy. Wherewith he loved us. He forgave us and accepted us. And angels were surprised. They couldn't believe whom he has married. Yeah, fantastic. Lift your hand and just worship God for his mercy. Mando sandele beke marala manda shendele. Oh, kamalama shebele remedes. Riches of mercy. Mama damal manadas. Malan dal manal madabaradas. Riches of mercy. Riches of mercy. Riches of mercies, O God. Handeleme manoson tolomo kaba ramandala badala manale. Kololomo shitala bandele besse perele besumbele kerembele merele vedere. Nondulumo kondulumo shikimbele meridikimbolo morombile sperele dikeshe. Malolo, marolo, 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 mandala bashandala bakabarala. Great is your mercy. Great is the riches of your mercy, Lord. Great are the riches of your mercy, Lord. Father, touch our heart that we may be rich in mercy as well. And we may be filled with love, with great love. Because of great love, let us have a lot of mercy. Because of great love that you are giving to us, Lord. Mando sekelomere shimbele mekida la mando santala makabala. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mando komo le shimbele kendele mesi dolo mokomono. Moma sameli kemele ndemele me. Pray, pray, everybody pray. Speak to God. Kandola mokomono la moshinde. Cheleme rebe simbolo ndemele krindos.
Can you sing that song with us?
Great is your mercy, Lord. Mandulumu kamirene, shimbeleni men, shindeleni men. Oh, hallelujah. Mandu kamalire. Oh, larukedele me shimbeleni. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sing it now.
Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Great is your mercy towards me. Your
your loving kindness, your loving kindness.
mercies, your tender mercies. I sing day after day, day after day. Church, sing it again. Sing, great is your mercy. I see them, O Lord. I see it day after day, day after day. Sing it
day after day, day after day. Great is your mercy.
Sing towards me your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy.
Lift your hand and just close your eyes and just thank God for His great mercy. None of us deserves to be here. We deserve, what we deserve is to go to hell. That is what we deserve. And great is His mercy. Great is His mercy. Jesus, thank you. Great is your mercy. Thank you for your great love. Thank you that your love is great. Your love is not a small kind of love, it's a big love. Thank you that you blessed us, Lord. You are rich in mercy. You have so much love, Lord. You can accommodate us, Lord. When we are sinners, Lord, not when we have become good. Thank you. We love you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just close your eyes for a moment. If you are here, you are not a born-again Christian. I want to pray for you and with you. I want to give your life to God. Maybe somebody invited you to church tonight, but you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray. God's rich mercy is being extended to you tonight. If you are here, you want to be saved. You want the great love of God to reach to you so that you'll be a new person. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you as we close. Great is your mercy, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up high. Thank you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Lift it up. Pastor, I want to give my life to God tonight. I want the love of God and the mercy of God. I want my sins to be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you are here, quickly lift up your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come from where you are, way at the back, wherever you are. Come as we sing this song. Great, great is your mercy towards me.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Come, come, I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you,
Father.
Say this prayer with me, all of you in the front here. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Everybody join in. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy.
Please wash me.
Please wash.
In your precious blood.
In your precious blood.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Save
saving me today. Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I want to serve you. I want to follow you.
I want to follow you.
I want to be your servant.
I want to be your servant.
Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer.
Hearing my prayer.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. What is your name? George. You are Stephen. God bless you. Dinah. And what is your name? Michael. God bless you. I want you to sit here. You see this orange chair? Sit here. After church, I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to let somebody talk to you. Just come and sit by them. Are you the pastor? Yeah, sit by them. Huh? You are the pastor in charge. What is your name? Huh? Isaac. Isaac.
Great is your mercy towards me.
Hey! Your mercies and your kindnesses.
Tender mercies I see day after day,
day after day. Go, come to me. I want to welcome my associate evangelist.
Hallelujah.
To tell you something. You know, some time ago, I went to Elmina. We went for a crusade. I don't know where. And I told him something. I said, when I listen to your testimony, I feel that you don't understand what Christ has done for you. Do you remember?
I remember.
Remember, what did I tell you?
He said, it looks like I do not, or I have not fully appreciated my salvation.
Hmm.
I've not fully understood what Christ has done for me.
Why did I say that?
Because of the testimony of my life and how far I went away from normality.
Hey! So I told him when Elmina, I told him, I don't think you appreciate or understand your salvation. Because for me, when I preach what I've preached about, all I want to do is to spend my life to let
Hallelujah.
People receive this mercy. Honestly, I have no desire for anything else. I must be frank with you. But I realized that he had a desire for something else in spite of his salvation, which was so powerful. Can you tell us for just 2 seconds, I mean, where you were?
Bishop, it's a very long story, but something has even occurred to me. See that even now that I stand here as a medical doctor, I had to excel academically to get to this point. But before I got saved in school, my marks were 10% in mathematics, 7%, 5%, 18% in fancy and so on. And I remember clearly that the term after which I got born again, when I went back to school and I became serious, the 5 and 10% and all those things shot up to 95, 80%, 70%.
Wow!
Never in the history of my academic life. So that alone, I just thought about it tonight, that even where I am now in life has a direct relationship with my salvation.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the point you were talking about.
One day, we were, this is my associate evangelist. Now, one day, we were in Takwa. And he had told me a story, but I didn't fully understand the story.
So we were in a hotel in Takwa, and then we went to eat. We went to see if there was something that they could make that we could eat. Were you at that restaurant on that day?
Yes, I was there. Upstairs,
you were there,
yes,
upstairs there. Mm. So when they came to say that, what will you drink? I said, oh, I'll take vodka. And so I said, I want, how much is one bottle? And the woman said, one bottle? No, we don't sell in bottle. We sell it in a tot. One tot. Because I don't know vodka. I don't know vodka. I don't know what it is. Do you see? But because of a certain story that I had been told, when I went, I said, give me one bottle of vodka. I'm coming to drink one bottle of vodka. Tell us.
Bishop, you know, when I was in Form 1, going to Form 2, I had a friend whose mother manufactured dry gin in Takoradi, Animes.
Dry gin?
All these beverages, alcoholic beverages. So, when on Saturdays, I would go to his house, my friend, and strangely, this friend didn't even drink. So I'll go there, just go to the counter and pick one.
Your bottle. Friend?
My friend.
Did not drink?
No, at all.
But you were a visitor.
I was a visitor.
And you were drinking.
So I would go there and just pick a bottle of the dry gin. They had an immense vodka, dry gin, brandy and all that. So I'll just take a bottle and go and sit. They had a nice summer hat. And I'll be there alone. And I'll just
you were a visitor.
I was a visitor.
In somebody's house.
Somebody's house.
And the person who you had come to visit doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink at all.
At all.
He only drinks Fanta and
only
Coca-Cola.
Only drinks Fanta. But you would take a bottle.
A bottle. Mm-hmm. And just go and sit in the summer hut. Pour it. Form 1, I was about 14, 15, 13, thereabout. 34.
12.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
early teens.
Over
yeah.
age.
Yeah. 12. Yeah. So I'll just pour it into the glass and just gulp it down. Just drink it and drink it. And by the time I come to my senses, I'm in my room far away from his house. I just wake up in the morning, Sunday morning. And I would just drink the whole thing and pass out. Then I'll be put into a van and I'll be driven home to go and wake up. You know, and
you could drink a whole bottle.
I could just drink it. I just drink it and just pass out. I wouldn't get drunk. That is not.
You drink to coma.
Pass out.
So you are in a coma.
You just drink it and pass out. You know. And this went on for a while. About a year or two before I met Christ.
So that's why when I went to the hotel, I said, give me one bottle of vodka. And they said, we don't sell a bottle. But I said, my friend was drinking it from one bottle. And they asked me whether it was for me alone. Yeah. So I look at somebody like that, and now he became a nice gentleman through salvation.
Mm.
Look at him, became he passed O level, A level, went to medical school, became a doctor, and then after becoming a doctor, went further and became a radiology specialist, and then a lecturer in the University of Ghana Medical School. A lecturer, I mean, that's somebody who teaches doctors.
Wow.
The boy who was passing out, drinking a bottle of vodka in Form 1.
Great is his mercies.
Great. Great. So I used to say to him, I don't think you appreciate your salvation. Then one day, we went to Takoradi for a crusade. And after the crusade, about 1, 2 a.m., we went to a certain place to go and have some drinks. And it happened that we were sitting near a disco. Were you also?
I was with you.
Yes.
were sitting near a disco that he used to come out of. In what form?
That was form two.
Form two? At what time of the night?
Oh, that particular disco will be about the fourth disco. I would start around 9 p.m., go into one, come out, enter into another one, come out. So by 2, 3 a.m., this was around 1, 2. Yeah, around 2 a.m., this will be about the fourth place I'll be.
There's fourth different nightclub and disco in form 2. So that's why I told him, I don't think you appreciate even the fact that you are pursuing medicine. To me, you don't appreciate your salvation, to be very honest with you, because you should have been dead.
Totally.
Yeah, you should have been dead. But I think most of us don't appreciate our salvation. And I'm not saying that I appreciate salvation, no, but I think that
it's true.
I'm really thankful for just salvation. I'm just thankful for salvation, not the other things that are coming with it, but just for salvation.
And Bishop, I think for me, I really want to thank God for your life, for also even guiding my mind to see things the way I see them now, because I really had to take a lot of things for granted to even enjoy the mercies of God. I mean, God had done so much for me, but I just...
Is he not a gentleman? Look at him. Is he not a gentleman? I mean, so dignified, so refined. A gentleman, a pastor, and a general overseer of some churches. You see, and that night, at about 3:30 a.m., we were now going home. And as we were going home, we passed in front of the door of the disco. Do you remember? And out the door opened, and somebody came out of the room. And I called him. I said, Dr. Ogo, look at you. You are coming out of the disco. As I look at the guy with his things, I said, even this guy, how can you even reach him? It's so difficult to reach somebody like that. And you, God has been able to reach you. You were coming out of this particular door. You should have gone to hell. And this man, you see him coming out very wild, coming out at 3:30, 4 a.m. And you see that as a Christian and a preacher, it's difficult to reach such a person. We went for a crusade, but he will not ever come near that crusade. And here he's coming out of the disco door, heading straight to hell.
With prostitutes around him.
With prostitutes around. And here, you have came out of that same door. And something called the grace of God. Bible said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. It appeared to you. Hey! And so what else will you do with yourself? Oko, come. What I'm talking about, am I exaggerating?
Everything you are saying is accurate and correct. Everything.
Am I talking too much?
No, Bishop. At all. At all. He must appreciate his salvation. He must.
I mean, I'm
are you appreciating your salvation?
So much, clearly. And it also makes me merciful.
Mm.
Yeah, it makes me merciful. And I want to say it again, that all these things came about as I drew closer to you to see things the way they were, because I realized I was so blessed, but I wasn't really appreciating the value of that blessing till I saw it in detail. It changed my life, and it's still changing my life.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, put your hands together for... Hey! For me, Mom, I thank God for salvation.
Hallelujah.
Don't even be thinking about other Holy Spirit baptism. I mean, finding a Christian wife or going to heaven or being a... put all those words. Salvation.
Salvation. Preach it. Preach it.
I would like to channel the resources of this church. The resources of Lighthouse. The resources. You understand by the resources? I would like to channel the resources of this ministry into salvation.
Hallelujah.
The salvation of people all over the world. That is why I would like to push the resources of our church towards salvation and the mercy of God. for many people.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love wherewith he loved us when we were dead in transgressions, he broke down the enmity and became, Bible said, he, if I had read on, it says that he himself is our peace. He himself is our peace. We have peace by he himself is the peace that we can have in this life. Think about your life and all those who are even supposed to be rich. What do they have? Is it not only Christ who can help us in this world? Hallelujah. That's why I preach. That's why I love that song. How does it go, Tommy Walker's song? Let's think about our fathers. He's never giving up on me. Let's think. Precious blood, so we could be his friends until the end, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior. Let's give our love and praise.
Let's think about our God.
Let's think about our God, our Savior, and the one who gave it all. He gave up everything. Let's think about the man who shed his precious blood so we could be his friends until the end, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our
next verse.
Let's think about our Father's heart so right and true. He's never giving up on me or you. Let's think about our God of love and mercy free. He's washed us white as snow for all eternity, and give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend. Let's give our love and praise to him. He is our Savior and our friend.
That is the reaction to his love. Let us have to give our love praise to him. He's our Savior and our friend.
Hallelujah.
Yes, let's give our love praise. Let's love him back with the love that has loved us. Let us also love him back.
Amen.
Amen. Let us love him. Let us love God with the great love he has loved us.
Amen.
There is a particular picture that never leaves my mind. And whenever I think of myself as a sinner, I think of myself in that position. It is when they were impaling the people and they put a spear into the anus, and they lift them up and you see them and they roast them in the air. That is what you deserve. That's what you deserve. I tell you, that's what you were. You are. And I tell you, the masses of the people in this world are heading to that place. Hey! But God being rich in mercy, and then a special grace for you in particular, out of your family and out of the people in your house, God has been able to reach you. Hey! That is why we sing. Let's give our love and praise to him. That's why I told Dr. God, I don't think you understand what has been done for you. You should have perished like an animal. Yeah, should have been lifted up on that stick and perished like an animal. But Christ, because of his great love, wherewith his love, being rich in mercy. You see, I'm not old. Now I'm talking too much. I'm talking about something. So now when you see old people, you think they are lonely. So they just want to talk a lot. I'm talking about what we must salvation, your rescue. that has been executed and performed. Yeah. Talking about it.
Preaching.
It's too much. It's too good to be true. Hallelujah. What else will I do on Mondays or Tuesdays or with my Wednesdays, the remaining Wednesdays of my life and the remaining Thursdays? And you tell me that I'm preaching people to leave their legitimate jobs. I'm preaching against honest work. I'm preaching against honest work. What else will I do? I have to say thank you. I have to say, the other day I was telling the Lord that I also want to die for him. And I realized that I couldn't die for him. It's not likely that I would die. I didn't know what else, what to do. I didn't know what to do. And do you know what to do? You can't even die for him. But I want to give my love and my praise to my Savior. Amen. Because it means a lot to me. Some of you would have been witch doctors. Some of you would have been juju men. You were already something like a wizard before Christ saved you. I want to take a special love offering tonight. Don't be angry with me for talking too much, because I'm talking about the love that has been shown to us, more than we deserve. Do you people have relatives? Do you have relatives? Are your relatives Christians? Don't you have some relatives who are, you don't know what can even save the person. Then you realize that you are saved. Then you ask yourself that, why are you saved? And your brothers and your sisters and your parents are all heading towards eternal fire. Mercy.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.